This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, head up to the website, therealside.com. You have a live chat room. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll up there. You can read some of the great articles. But the best thing you can do up there is you can buy my book. See, it's right there. And if you're listening on the radio, yeah, don't try to look. You won't see anything. But my book's available, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, you're going to find out what a farce it was, what a joke it was. All the labels. You know, the left always says, we don't like labels. We don't want to use labels, except when it comes to you. We're going to call you a white guy. We're going to call you a Bible thumper. We're going to call you a bigot, a homophobe. They love all those things as long as it doesn't apply to them. So I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And they're not used to this. They're not used to me having giving the address of the bunker out. Andrea Kay joins me here in, I don't know, what do you want to call this? The secret sanctum? In the secret insane style?
I think I like secret sanctum better. You know what? It kind of reminds me of my old sorority days. You know, I mean, this really is like being in the secret club.
You know.
I'm hoping you're not going to like haze me like the sorority sisters did back in the day.
Well, you can't do, you know, you're not keeping up with this college stuff. I can tell because you can't do sororities anymore. You know why? Because they're one gender, they're single gender. So Harvard's going to wipe all of these out. They don't want any more single gender clubs.
Well, you know what? I don't know anything about Harvard. I don't know that they ever even had a decent sorority fraternity system up in Harvard. See, I'm from the South, baby, okay? Ain't nobody, hands off of our guns, hands off of our Bibles, and hands off of our Greek system at LSU, okay? You ain't getting nowhere near sorority and fraternity row with your liberal stuff. There's okay, no safe space for liberals on sorority row at LSU.
All right, we jumped into that. I'm sure that almost everybody listening knows who you are, but in case you don't, that's Andrea Kay. She's a TV and currently, who wrote this? She's a host on a TV show and nationally syndicated The Andrea Kay Show radio talk show on, I'm going to fix this later. Tell people about your new show that's coming up, West Coast Weekly.
It's West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay. I love alliteration and just, you know, I love anything West Coast. And you know what? I love so much. My Andrea Kay Show has just been a passion project for me, something I've loved to do for a while now. And, you know, I love that I'm known as Dynamite in a Dress, and I keep it, you know, passionate about my politics and my hot topics. But there's also lots of other things that I love. I love everything about the entertainment industry, believe it or not. It's still super fun. I am a beach bum to the core, even though I'm from a Cajun girl from the South. So I love our West Coast lifestyle that we've got. You know, there's just so much happening out here. And so West Coast Weekly is an opportunity for me to interview really cool people out here on the West Coast, bring stories that not everybody's really doing. Because you know what I'm hearing? And I don't know if you're hearing this, Joe, on your show, but a lot of people are telling me, look, I'm glad I want to stay up on politics. I'm glad there's people like the Andrea Kay Show and Real Side, but I also kind of need a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of also liking the fact that maybe you got a show that's going to be talking about a little bit something besides politics, maybe some more fun topics.
Fun? What's
fun.
That?
Well, I tell you, fun is like, you know, San Diego, the town on the West Coast that I live in right now, yeah, is the craft brewery capital of America. And so there's lots of fun things to talk about, you know, from craft brewery. Our lifestyle out here is cool. I mean, do you ever get out of the bunker? Are you not aware of all the cool, fun things there are to do in Southern California?
I didn't know we had a beach. I didn't know on the West Coast there was actually a beach here.
Are you kidding? We got beaches. We got wineries.
Yeah.
You know, we've got amazing business people here. There still is manufacturing and entrepreneurship here in California. We want to make sure people stay here and keep it here. There's also amazing charity going on out here in California. We want to highlight it.
Yeah, there are. She's right. There's a lot of great things going on here in California. I agree with you.
Thank you.
It's just that it's kind of hard.
You have to, because I'm the guest.
Yeah. It's kind of hard, though, with all the garbage that's going on to cut through it. You look at what's going on with those loons up in Sacramento. Mm. And I know some of those guys. I knew some of them before they went up there.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you go through that metal detector for the very first time, it sucks the common sense out of your ears, and there's nothing you can do anymore once you get up there. Single-payer health care in California, I mean, it was serious. A gas tax is going to hit 62 cents a gallon at some point in time. Really, just don't even pick. You won't even be able to get a paycheck. There'll be nothing left. It'll cost you more to cash it.
Right.
And it will be in what's in it. So it's just, it does make me crazy. Speaking of health care.
Yeah. Yeah. And crazy.
No. You've been screaming, too. I've been screaming about it as well. 62 times. They voted 62 times to repeal Obamacare. They played us. Where was Plan B? They should have been able to whip out Plan B, throw it on the table, and now we got Bupkis.
We got Bupkis. Let's make sure everybody knows who they is. When you say they voted 62 times to repeal Obamacare, it wasn't the Democrats. It was the GOP, the grand old party. I put it out there on Facebook the other day. I said, what does GOP stand for anymore? I got all kinds of words for GOP and what it stands for. But, you know, they've been telling us for 7 years what they stood for was limited government. They were telling us they stood for free market solutions, for health care. They were telling us that they stood for securing our borders, for a justice system that, you know, was equal and that was going to, you know, we observe the law of the land. And that's what they were telling us for 7 years. You're laughing, right? 6 months later, you know, no repeal, certainly no replacement. You know, they fought, you know, Paul Ryan, who funded everything Obama wanted, you know, can't seem to fund a dollar for the border wall, you know, and it's crazy. And, you know, I think that they had cover for 7 years to hide who they are. I don't think it's because they're fearful. I don't buy that. I think it's because really they've got far more in common with Nancy Pelosi than they do with Donald Trump and with the average voter.
Yeah. Well, no, look at they. You're right. They had 7 years. They knew it. Look, it's very easy to be a Christian in church on Sunday morning. You're surrounded by your buds.
Yeah.
But when you step out, then what? They show their true colors.
We need
to replace them. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. More with Andrea Kay right after the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come back. Or I'll come to your house.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I keep telling you guys, when you show on the TV, you can't see it, but my coffee, I got the greatest coffee in the world. You know why? Because it's in a TRS mug, and it's spilling all over the table. That's why it's so great. I'm telling you, it tastes much better. So go ahead and buy the mug or join the team. If you go to Patreon, and I got a link on it on the website, I will go ahead, if it's depending on the membership, I will go ahead and send you a coffee mug. And look, give up a cup of coffee at that place. I don't even want to say its name, but it's big bucks. You know what I'm saying? And give up one cup of coffee a month there, and you can be a member of my politically incorrect posse. So head over to the website, click on Patreon, give me your money, and we'll have a lot of fun together. It's really that. I'm much happier when I have your money. It's really that simple.
You're such an evil capitalist.
I know, right? Capitalism. It's terrible. That's Andrea Kay. She's a TV and radio show host of the nationally syndicated The Andrea Kay Show. She's also an on-camera spokesperson, print model, actor, and producer. And how did you find time to do this, then?
I like to be busy.
Lots
of different projects, too.
No sleeping for you, I guess.
No, I like to have my fingers in all kinds of stuff.
Okay, we didn't finish the health care thing.
No, we didn't.
Because I don't trust these guys. I know this. The GOP,
mm-hmm.
right? The,
yeah.
The grand old propagandists.
Yeah.
And, you've mentioned Paul Ryan. I've been screaming for a year, maybe a little longer, that he is the first wave of progressive Republicans we're going to see.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a traditional Republican.
No.
And I think that, frankly, they have no spine. They have no plan. They don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, and I think they also really are big government, big spending liberals. The only difference between them and the Democrats is really they want to be the ones in charge and in power. But the latest thing that really aggravates me, not only did they have 7 years in which they promised, repeal, and they had all these excuses. Well, you got to give us the House, and then the Tea Party gave them the House. Oh, well, that's not enough. You got to give us the Senate. And then, they got the Senate. And then it was, well, we got to have the White House. Now the excuse is we have to have a supermajority. Well, no, you don't have to have a supermajority. You can change the rules. They're just looking for another excuse. And then on top of it, the latest thing to make me crazy, for 7 years, they not only didn't have a plan B, for 7 years, they could have been explaining to people what free market options would be and why it would benefit people, and they didn't. Now they're trying to hustle a lie to the American people, in my opinion. You can tell me if you think I'm wrong, Joe. Now the latest thing started by Governor Huckabee is the free market solution. The constitutional approach is to take a bunch of federal taxpayers' money and give it to the states and let the governors control health care. We started the show by talking about how crazy California is, and the GOP wants to throw us and our health care to Jerry Brown? Are you kidding me, Huckabee? And then all the rest of the Republicans joined in with this.
Yeah. Well, they think that we're safe because we have, 33 governors or Republican governors, and we have about the same amount of houses that way. But look at what it's got us in Washington, D.C. Nothing. We got no... Now, let's be fair, though. They've passed 140 or 140 some odd bills. They have done that. I don't know how big or how small they are. Some of the taking care of the VA and a few other things. But the big ones, the ones they should have been focusing on, they're still kind of floating around, floundering around.
Mm-hmm.
My attitude was this. I said, listen, repeal Obamacare.
Yeah.
Right? Give it 2 years. So say in 2 years, it dies August 2018. Here, GOP, if you don't have a new bill by August of 2018, we own Obamacare. It goes back into effect and it stays with us. So you got 24 months to fix this puppy.
Well, yeah, but what are they going to, in the 24 months, they've lost 7 years of explaining to the American people what the free market means. Why do they need to replace it with anything big government? I'm not convinced in 2 years, I got to disagree with you. I'm not convinced, I guess is my point, that in 2 years they're going to do anything different than they did in seven. Give it to the governors, didn't we have the architect of Obamacare, a governor, a Republican? That's how we ended up with this mess. Repeal it and then do nothing, then let it die. And what they could do then is health care should be treated just like my homeowner's insurance. It doesn't have anything to do with my employment. I'm not responsible to cover everybody's roof. I don't cover, every time I got a leaky faucet. I can get insurance from everywhere. People who live in the high-risk areas, they're part of their own risk pool. I maintain my home. If I don't, it's on me. I don't have to cover anybody else. I mean, it's real simple. Or like auto insurance. But why haven't the Republicans explained that to people? Why are they trying to come up with some big government plan? Because they don't believe in the free market either.
No. It's funny. I always said that what they should have done, every time the Democrats come out, they pound the pavement with the same mantra, the same words. And you can tell when they're out and about, they've all met before they went out.
Right.
We don't do that. We have different variations. We have different ideas. I get all that. But I've always said, every time the Dems are on this kick, they should roll out a big 4x8 whiteboard down to the floor, and they should start writing everything out, so people can see, look, this is why they're lying. 24 million people are going to lose their insurance. Hey, I have a problem with this. Only 19 million signed up. How could 24 million people lose their insurance? How does that work?
Right, and 10 million of those were the ones that already had insurance beforehand. And they were told, if you like your doctor, you can keep your insurance.
Yeah, stop making fun of government math, Andrea.
Yeah, that Common Core math.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But But it's true. You know, when you talk about it, they need to lay this stuff out. And you're right. 6 million people within the first couple of months when Obamacare first hit lost their insurance at work. Mm-hmm. And only because now the insurance didn't fall in line with Obamacare insurance. So they had to go to the exchange to get their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Then a lot of people were being pushed towards, what was it, Medicare?
Medicaid.
Pushed towards Medicaid. They had no choice in the matter. How is that people happy about signing up for medical insurance?
And, you know, the one thing that is so different between the Democrats and the Republicans is here we had all, Medicaid was supposed to be for the poorest of the poor, not the middle class,
right.
Not working people.
Exactly.
They got shoved onto there. So now Medicaid, the Medicaid enrollment and the rolls expanded. And the GOP can't even roll it back the tiniest little bit. And once the Dems get an inch, man, they ain't going to give it up.
No.
And the Republicans give up on absolutely everything. And that's one of the things that I'm fired up about. Sessions, he gave in. He gave the lunch money to the bullies by recusing himself. We got this Jeff Flake dude out of Arizona writing a book bashing Trump. Did he write a book bashing Hillary Clinton? And her emails? I'm this conscientious conservative. No, you're not. Or you would have been writing books about Hillary Clinton, and you would have been on the steps of Congress demanding that there be an investigation of the Clinton Foundation.
Hey, listen, here's my idea.
Or that she be prosecuted.
Let's go ahead and appoint 10 special prosecutors. What do you think? And we'll put one on Benghazi. We'll put one back on the email server. We'll put one on the Clinton Foundation. You want to do Trump? That's fine too. Let's be fair and equal, right? Shouldn't we have equality for everybody? Let's investigate everybody equally and.
Well, I got a better idea. Let's prosecute everybody equally. Do we even really need any more special prosecutors? Don't you already know Hillary's guilty? Don't we already know she committed a felony? But you and I would already be in Orange.
Oh, well,
We'd be on that TV show, Orange is the New Black. Wouldn't we?
Yes, you're right.
Actually,
I would have been a Clinton casualty by this.
Yeah, that's why you're in a bunker, because you know you would be.
I'd be number 43. You're right. We're going for a quick break. I'm Joe Mussini, your host, because we believe in capitalism. We're going for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. More with Andrea Kay after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Real Side on GCN Live. You know, when we play that song, when we come back to that, that's the rejoin. We should have like a puff of smoke, just kind of go past the front.
Yeah. Smoke from what, though?
Yeah. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN. A machine.
Okay.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste your time. I want to get right back to her. Andrea Kay, she's a TV and radio show host. Her show is the nationally syndicated The Andrea Kay Show. See, I never called it the Joe Messina Show because if it was really bad, didn't want to remember my name. That's kind of, you know.
I just wasn't clever enough to come up with anything else.
Oh, God. Anyway, she's an on-camera spokesperson and a print model, and an actor, and producer, and squeezed in time to be with us tonight. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending here with me.
Oh, really, thanks for having me.
So we can have a lot of fun. I was going to go in a different direction, but we talked about it during the break. We talked about Sheriff Arpaio.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what I'm more amazed at. We'll tell people the details in a second. That, where's the Trumpster? I mean,
yeah.
This guy fought for him. They were on the same page. Where's the love, bro?
Yeah, you know, that's a noodle scratcher right there. So yeah. maybe they're working on something behind the scenes. You know, I'd like to think so, maybe, because not just out of loyalty, but to do what's right.
Yeah.
For Sheriff Joe. What was he trying to do? He was trying to enforce the laws for which he swore and took oath as sheriff. And you know, here right now we got, especially with this whole focus right now on sanctuary cities and the American people saying enough is enough. You know, that there's no way that man should spend 5 seconds behind bars for trying to keep Americans safe. It's outrageous, especially with Hillary Clinton walking around. And what did I say at the top of the show? The GOP, what do they stand for? They're supposed to stand for the rule of law. And if they do, then they will make sure that Sheriff Joe never spends a minute behind bars.
Yeah. I agree with you. Now, he's appealing it, and I hope somebody does get involved and engaged. But you're right. But listen, if we're going to be about the rule of law, if he truly committed contempt of court, then he deserves at least be charged with it, if truly that's what took place. But if it didn't, if they're making it up and they're making up things around it, no, somebody should step in and help the man out.
Well, I think they need to look at the original ruling, because did Sheriff Joe violate the law, or did we have another dictator in a robe deciding to legislate from the bench?
I agree.
The people in charge of sanctuary cities are saying we have the right to do what we want to do in our local areas in regarding immigration. But yet, meanwhile, Sheriff Joe, shouldn't he then have been allowed to do the same thing? And what he was trying to do was enforce the laws. Oh, but see, that was back when the Democrats were in charge, when Obama flew in. Remember that little nasty thing that went down with him and Governor Brewer on the tarmac? See, they want the power to go to the federal government when they want it. They wanted the power to be in the local people when they want it. Typical hypocrite.
Well, look, Joe had an unsanctuary city going on, and, you know, he was for the rule of law. And that was the problem. Made them nuts. Right. I mean, we both live in California. California's crazy. Mm-hmm. We don't have the rule of law. I watched a guy last night on Tucker Carlson say, we don't follow the laws. We're our own people. So we're already acting as our own country. And I'm thinking, how does that work? Listen, they came to us. Torlakson is the state. He's the head of education for the state. So he sends out I call it an edict, to every school district in the state. And he says, here's five resolutions, sample resolutions, to turn your district into a sanctuary district, that you will agree to protect these kids, protect this, do this, stop the INS from coming in, stop ICE from coming in. And I sent an email to my fellow trustees, and I said, do you realize that what he's asking you to do is against the Constitution? It's against the oath that you took to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of California. How do you rectify that? And a bunch of my fellow trustees was quiet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got elected. We'll deal it our own way. You can't deal with it your own way.
No.
The law says what you have to do. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's what they've turned a bunch of these counties and cities and what have you here in California. They don't follow the law anymore. So why isn't the feds in here arresting a whole bunch of us for not upholding the law?
Yeah, it's crazy. Where was it that a man was let out 20 times, deported 20 times and came back and then raped a woman? We had a kid who's still, I think, in the hospital with brain injuries because of a guy who had been deported 15 times and let back in.
But Andy, that had nothing to do with it, because, you know, fate is fate. If it wasn't illegal, it would have been somebody else that attacked and raped them and that kind of stuff. So you can't blame that on the illegal.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to blame it on the. You're right. I'm not going to blame it on the illegals. I'm going to blame it on the Democrats. They've been exposed because, you know, for how long they've been pretending that they care about the little people and they care about the women and they care about the gay people and they care about this minority and this identity group. But if they cared about any of them, they wouldn't be putting the priority to take care of illegals, and not just illegals, but felons who were here in this country that are raping and murdering. A story just broke out of Seattle in the sanctuary city that one of the DACA, one of the Dreamers, was busted for driving at 2 times the legal limit. And a judge there says, you know what, well, I can't, you know, hold her according to the law, because then she's subject to deportation. I can't. Then I'm sentencing her to a lifetime of being deported and no longer living in this country. So you know what? That's where we're going with this, to where now you and I commit any crimes and we're going to be held to a harsher punishment for just any crime on the books than any illegals here. They get a pass.
I don't even know what to do. Look at De Blasio out there in New York City now. Do you hear what the problems that they're having right in Times Square? They've got the naked dancers out there, and they're actually accosting people. Mm-hmm. And what they found out, what the problem is De Blasio won't let them get arrested. You can't even ask them if they're here illegally. And if you harass them, the police officer could be in trouble. So now what happens is, if they were here legally, if they're legal Americans and they're breaking the law, they could be locked up and thrown in jail. But these can't be touched.
Right.
So
somebody needs to file a class action lawsuit and say, you know what, this is discrimination. This is a civil rights issue on the part of the American citizens. But I'm not surprised with De Blasio. Isn't that the dude that didn't even, isn't that the guy who made it Big Gulps illegal? Didn't he outlaw
Big Gulps? No, that was the guy before him. But they come from the same mother or something, because, yeah, they're both. All right, so here's the math of the liberal loons on the left, right? You can't buy a 32-ounce drink at 7-Up. Now these guys are all for the ecosystem. They don't want to damage the ecosystem. So you can't buy one cup right? With one lid and one straw. No, but you can buy two 16-ounce cups to throw away with two lids and two straws. Oh, yeah, that requires a college degree to screw that one up.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing with sanctuary cities. They tell us, look, we have to have sanctuary cities. We have to give a pass to the felons that are here, because otherwise the other illegals that aren't committing felonies won't report crimes. It's like, what? So we have to encourage crime so that we can make sure that we've got a way to report crime. I mean, it would be funny if it wasn't so tragic. If it was like for gals like Kate Steinle or people being raped and murdered. And do you know that I heard this the other day on a show, there's some stat that the majority I can't remember what the stat was, but that it's like, you know, most of the illegals, by the time they get arrested for murder, they've got like 10 DUIs on their record.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge problem that we've got. That's why this DACA story with this kid at double the limit needs to be made an example of. We can't be tolerating that.
No, look, if you were an American citizen and you got pulled over two or three times for DUIs, the mm-hmm. amount of money it would cost you is one thing. But you'd end up in jail. You'd end up losing your license. You'd end up in jail. And I'm sorry. So if you're an illegal, if you're here illegally, which you're already breaking the law, you can get away with all of this?
I'm going to get a harsher ticket, a harsher sentence if I'm caught talking on my cell phone.
Yeah. I'm going to learn Spanish. And then when I get pulled over, I'm going to tell them I'm here illegally.
Ah,
right?
Que pasó? There you go.
Just gonna go.
Oh, I sounded Asian.
I don't understand, right?
Yeah.
I just don't get, because it really is that stupid.
Yeah.
You know, in the city of Los Angeles, you get pulled over. If you're here illegally, you have your insurance, but your registration's, they'll tow your car.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're an illegal and you're here, and I've talked to the LAPD about this, they shy away from it. They won't tow the car. As a matter of fact, they'll even let somebody come pick up the car for them that might have a license at the person.
Concierge service.
Yeah.
I love it. VIP. VIP service for illegals.
I was talking to the LA County Sheriff the other day. You'll appreciate this. And he says, I said to him, what do you think about this whole thing where now you've got the order where you can't release or can't tell ICE about the illegals that you have in your prison? He goes, hey, it's fine. Let me tell you what the Dems have done to themselves. So now we let him go. ICE knows we've let him go. Now they go to his house to pick him up. And when they find out that mama's illegal, the kids are illegal, grandpa's illegal, and the aunt and uncle live in it, they all go. They pick them all up. So they went from picking up one to now having to wipe them all out. Andrea, I know you want to get going, but can I keep you after the break so you can at least sign off?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Andrea Kay will be with us a couple of minutes after the break. We'll be right back.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And for clarity, there is no such thing as a free ride. Okay? I mean, it really is that simple. The song is nice. It was great in the 70s. As you're sitting there smoking the funny stuff, okay, you always thought you were on a free ride. But there is no free ride. You end up paying for it eventually. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Just send me an email. Most of you would rather send an email anyhow, so send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Andrea Kay joins me, hopefully more often, too. She's a TV and radio show host, your own nationally syndicated show, The Andrea Kay Show. Where do they find it?
I'm on AM 1170 in San Diego at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays, and you can find the podcast at AM 1170, and I do a Facebook Live on Tuesday mornings, and then I'm also on America... Talk like four or five different networks that I can't remember right now. Excuse me, Red Nation Rising, SHR Networks, some stations down in Georgia.
Georgia.
South Georgia, baby.
She gets mad at me when I make fun of the South.
What, Tammy? You're making fun of the South? What?
Well, wait a minute. Let's be fair here. I mean, I've been called a Yankee a few times in this marriage, so...
Because you are.
And, well, where is Tammy from? Of course. What part? What town in Georgia?
Columbus.
Oh, okay. I have family in Columbus. Yeah, I still do. Now, how do you say pecan?
Pecan. We've reverted to now this is a family reunion show because they're all from the South and you just never know. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina.
We might all be related.
You like how I flew right past that one? Uh-huh. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And Andrea, too. Andrea, you know, there's got to be a topic that's driving you crazy. Because I don't like running. I know it's my show, but
right.
I believe in sharing.
Yeah, well, we already touched on a little bit. I mean, what makes me crazy is the phonies in the GOP that, you know, they're constantly pretending, kicking the can down the road.
We have phonies in the GOP?
They're all phonies. You know, particularly this guy Flake. I mean, I'm really outraged that this guy is masquerading himself as the conscience of conservatives when he's bashing Trump. And basically, he's doing the same thing that Hillary Clinton did when she called us all a basket of deplorables. He's attacking Trump voters. He's attacking the American people. And to do it as though he's, you know, doing it on the part of the Republicans is an outrage to me. I'm absolutely outraged and insulted by it. I think you should have him on your show and tell him Andrea said that because I don't want him on mine, baby.
I always worry, you know, with some people that we bring in or pull in or what have you, I'm always worried that, we got Milo Yiannopoulos is coming on the show next week.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, I'm thinking we should have like a 30-second delay just in case he just starts off on the tirade we can... You know, we can nail it fast. You know what I'm saying?
What did you think about that whole thing with Milo that went down? Victim or, you know, self-inflicted wound?
I mean,
no, just the whole thing that happened with him. Yeah, and, you know, after he lost, I'm just curious. I mean, you know, after he lost a lot because of the videos that were found out about what he said.
Yeah, you know what?
I should let you save that for your interview with him.
Okay.
Sorry.
See, that's what's great about having another host, right? You can appreciate that because then somebody will nail. No, it'll be great. I'll get a phone call tomorrow and say, I'm sorry, we heard your show last night. And Milo is now way too busy to show up and help yourself. Hey, have you ever heard the term heteronormality? These aren't real words. Heteronormativity. Normativity.
Normativity?
You know what they do? They make these words up to make us feel stupid, and then we don't want to do it.
Is that another new gender that's come out? Because now there's like 69. I think last time I was on your show, you told me there was like 72 different categories.
79 different categories total. But this is a University of Michigan instructor claimed that preschool classrooms are rife with heteronormativity that perpetuates inequalities related to gender. You have to bring these words down to a sixth grade level. It's making me nuts. Inequalities related to gender. So apparently preschool is two boy and girl.
Well, what do they mean inequality is related to gender? Of course it is. We're not
I like the fact that, you know, my wife's not the same as me.
I mean, of course we're not equal. We're different. See, that's where I think it gets all, the left is really, they're really clever at using words. Just because two people are different doesn't mean there's inequality. See, it's, you know, everything that they can use to try to turn into some kind of social justice movement. I mean, but when they're all the way going down into preschool, I mean, what's next?
Oh, no. We did, years ago, like 6 years ago was the first story we did on purple penguins. And
purple penguins?
There was a school district, and now in elementary school, they had decided they were no longer calling the kids boys or girls. They were now going to call them purple penguins because penguins are neutral. That's what the superintendent said. And now when they went to the bathrooms or they were going to go do certain things, they would say stuff like, if you like to play with trucks, get in this line. And if you like to play in dolls, I'm thinking, these are little kids. What are you doing to these kids? The other thing is, if you know anything about penguins, they have their jobs based on male and female. So apparently, the elementary school teacher didn't do any homework.
Right.
Purple penguin.
Well, I think it's all clear that the Party of Science knows absolutely nothing about science. I mean, these are people that are still worshiping Al Gore, who's now inconveniently having to come up with a sequel because the first one was wrong. I mean, if Al Gore was right, everybody in Manhattan would have to be scuba diving on their way to work, okay? But who knew you were such an expert in penguins? I never knew that much about penguins.
Let's go back to Al Gore, though, because you hit... If you went to your doctor over a period of a few years, and everything he diagnosed, everything he did, either made you sicker or didn't work, you'd be a moron for going back there, right?
Well, I would think so.
Not one of Al Gore's predictions, not one of the predictions out of that 70s first Earth Day, and they've all had to be moved, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you go back and look, they keep moving them. I'm thinking to myself, at what point in time do you lose your whatever license you get to predict climatology or whatever they're calling it these days?
Well, he certainly should have lost it because dude ain't living it. If it was such a crisis, then you would think he'd be the first one to, like, trim down to a few, to one of those, he'd be on Tiny House Hunters. But no, instead, reports come out today, he's using 34 times the average household for electricity. Now, I mean, I've seen some pictures of him. I mean, you know, maybe that's for all of his refrigerators because Al Gore is just, you know, getting bigger and bigger and bigger by the day. You know, nothing wrong with that, but I mean, seriously, what's he powering?
She's not talking in stature.
Okay. No.
Matter of fact, he's getting rounder. If he trips, he may roll a ways before he stops.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
But listen, his house is 40,000 square feet, and he got divorced. I was joking with Tammy earlier. I said, wasn't the big deal at that DNC convention is that romantic kiss he laid on Tipper, right, or whatever it was?
Yeah,
right?
That kiss was as romantic as Michael Jackson when he came out with Lisa Marie. It was like an assault.
So he lives in this 40,000 square foot home alone. His kids don't live with him. His wife doesn't live with him. How does he run up the electricity like that? Oh, by the way, he's got solar panels too.
What a hero. What a hero to the movement. He's got solar panels.
Oh, the hypocrisy with all this.
How many taxpayers' dollars did he take to subsidize those? I mean, come on. I want to know how much water the man's using. I can't imagine living in a 40,000 square foot house by myself. I would have no desire to do that.
I told her, I said, we'd have to have three sets of washers and dryers in different parts of the house. I don't want to carry clothes that far.
I want to see the IDs of the people working the landscaping.
I'm sure he doesn't bother him at all. I am sure it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Anyhow. All right, Andrea, one last time. Tell people where they can find your show, read what you've written, check you out.
Well, thank you for asking. My show's Andrea Kay Show, and you can go to AndreaKayShow.com and read all about me and hear the podcast. And I'm going to be on Newsmax tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I'm on Newsmax every week. I'm on One American News Tipping Point every Monday at 6 p.m., so check me out there. And West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay begins on The Blaze on August 8th. Yes, so please like our fan page, West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is W Coast Weekly TV. We'd appreciate that and give us topics, ideas, and suggestions. And thank you guys for having me here. I mean, I may not leave. I don't know how you're going to get me out of the bunker.
It's a safe place.
I may move in.
It's my safe space. I actually have a safe space. This is it because you can't get in. And most people don't know where it is. But no, we're going to have you back on. Look, if I don't have you back on more, I think I'm going to get lynched. I'm looking in the online chat room.
Oh, yay!
And
thanks for the love, everybody out there.
They're loving the fact that you take no crap from anybody.
No.
Yeah, and that's really the way to be. Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, you have to get involved. Don't just yell at the radio. Don't just write me nasty emails on what I should do. You get off the couch. Stop drooling all over yourself. Get off the couch and go out and do something. Find your passion. Whether it's a school board, city council, what have you, go to those meetings, hold their feet to the fire, work for a candidate you think should be, I don't know, an assembly person, a senator, or what have you, and if they don't do what they say they're going to do, like Mr. Ryan, if they don't do what they say they're going to do, fire them. And the way you fire them is you support somebody else. And look, you may not have money. Some of you say, I don't have enough money to help somebody. No, but you know what? You can make phone calls for free. Okay, you can help mail things out for them. You can walk precincts. We can all afford to walk a little bit, if you know what I'm saying, right? Anyway, get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the process. Otherwise, shut up and stop complaining. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. God bless.